Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Marion County Engineer Tyler Christian about the department's winter preparation.
All right, well, when it comes to winter preparation, I guess, first of all, what are some of the major things that the road department has to do to get ready? Maybe some processes that you guys have to go through.
The major thing for us would be getting all the plows and everything mounted up on the trucks, plows and salt and sand spreaders, and just going through the hydraulics and pins and bushings, making sure everything is ready to go for the winter as far as functionality. And then the other large item would be to take delivery of our salt supply for the year, and then mix as we get that salt with, mix it with sand. And we have to date taken delivery of all the salt that we have ordered pre-season. We have a pre-season and an in-season contract, so our sheds are full for pre-season, and then we have a certain tonnage each year, about 500 ton, that we will keep the sheds full throughout the winter season, you know, just in case we do get one of those harder winters where salt becomes in short supply. We'll just continue to take delivery as we start to use it.
All right. Well, and what's kind of the amount that you might expect to use throughout a typical winter?
Kind of on average, we use between 1,500 and 2,000 ton, and we have storage up to 5,000 ton. And there have been a couple of years here in the last 5 to 7 years where we have used closer to 3,000 to 4,000 ton, or 3,500 to 4,000 ton. And that's largely due to the number of ice events, ice storms that we get throughout the winter season, because a typical ice storm will use twice as much salt and sand as we would during a snow event.
Interesting. Well, I guess on that kind of note, I guess, what would you say a general timeline might be after a snow or an ice event that you would expect all the roads in the county to be cleared or at least treated?
That's a really hard question to answer because every storm is a little bit different. But what I will say is typically we see evening and overnight storms in Iowa. You know, sometimes we get day events as well. But in a typical evening and overnight event, we will start our trucks and or motor graders at 4 a.m. And trucks take approximately 4 hours to get over their route and kind of get things cleaned up. So if it stops snowing, you know, by 8 o'clock we've been over everything once, and then we will continue to run those routes and push things back and try to peel things down a little more. So, you know, by 7 o'clock when we see the majority of commuter traffic, we're probably making our second pass, if not by 8 o'clock at least. And then typically by noon, we have finished up in a snow event that has stopped around 4 or 5 a.m. or before. We'll be completely done. And if the sun comes out, that's our biggest friend in the wintertime would be the sunshine. That can make a huge, huge difference, even on the coldest days. So a lot of things go into factor into how long it takes us to get things cleared: pavement temperature, air temperature, sunshine. Volume of traffic. Certain types of snows, the traffic will blow the snow off. If it's a really cold and kind of a dry snow, and it won't ever stick down. Wind is a huge factor as well. Wet snows, they're harder to get off at times because they'll stick to the pavement a little bit. So there's just so many factors that come into play with how long it takes to get the snow removal complete.
Now, of course, we know that the paved roads are the priority, but I guess, are there any, you know, paved county roads in particular that you might say would be the first priority to get treated as far as, you know, just traffic volume, that kind of thing?
Not necessarily. I mean, every truck is headed to their route at the same time. Mm. Now, we have strategically placed some trucks as far as what shop they run out of. So one truck may overlap one of our busier routes on the way to their route. That way, you know, let's say T-17 between Highway 92 and Pella, we may have multiple trucks running that route first thing in the morning on that very first pass. But then the guy who takes that route on, you know, he'll take it the rest of the day. We've tried to strategically place trucks to do that. That isn't always the case just because of room and availability, you know, to keep them in heated sheds. But I do believe in the future there's potential for us to have to be better situated to do that and be strategically placed to plow the route that the commuter traffic is using the most. So, you know, it isn't a perfect system because we only have certain shops available and certain heated shops available. So in the future, I think there's more potential there.
I gotcha. So is your department responsible for issuing tow bans then?
The Sheriff's Department does that. The Sheriff's Department, Emergency Management, and I will be in contact at various times throughout the winter or even during particular storms regarding shutting things down. And sometimes, you know, that's regarding tow bans or if we put out statements that roads are impassable. You know, there are some blizzard situations where, you know, we put out statements that say, you know, these roads are impassable, stay home. In very few instances have we formally closed a road, but it does happen occasionally.
All right. Well, is there anything that you want to touch on that maybe I didn't know to ask that you want to make sure the folks in Marion County know?
Yeah. You know, our drivers are, you know, they're working long hours. Our plow drivers and motor grader operators, you know, they may be working anywhere from 10 to 15, 16 hours a day. And turning around and doing that again the next day, and we've had a couple winters here in recent history where that has gone on for 23 days or 24 days straight, and you know, so you know, we're tired, we want to get home and get those roads done as quickly as possible. So just be patient with us because it's really not that fun to be out there. It's fairly stressful plowing, and we want to get those roads done as quickly as we can for the drivers in Marion County. So we ask that they use caution and be patient, whether they are on the road or waiting for us to get done.
Thanks to Marion County Engineer Tyler Christian for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.